The Olympians. Two great thrones face 10 smaller ones. Each is now occupied by a god or goddess. Zeus reaches out his left hand for Hera to take. Megala Kazania, literally large kettles, and to this day a rewarding sight for mountaineers who dare scale the heights of Olympus, the amphitheatre scooped out of Olympian rock by the Hecatoncheires during their great battering of the Titans, is spread out before the gods. It was either the action of the Hecatoncheires or of glacial moraines. No one can say for absolute certain. A great cheer goes up from the crowd of immortals gathered there to witness this great occasion. Zeus's supreme moment. The Queen of Heaven takes his hand. She is content. She and her wayward husband have had a conversation. There are to be no new gods. There will be no more seduction and impregnation of nymphs or titanesses. The dodecatheon is complete, and Zeus will now turn to the serious business of establishing his rule in perpetuity. She, Hera, will always be there to support and guide him, to uphold order and decorum. As he surveys the 10 smiling gods ranged in front of them, Zeus feels Hera squeezing his hand and understands just what that firm pressure means. He salutes the crowd of pardoned titans and swooning nymphs massed below, Cyclopes, Gigantes, Milii, and Oceanids jostle each other to get a good view. The Charites and Horae shimmer shyly. Hades, the Erinyes, and other dark creatures of the underworld bow low. The 300 hands of the Hecatoncheires wave their fierce loyalty. Now, to signify the start of the reign of the 12, Hestia steps down from her throne and sets light to the oil in a great gleaming bowl of beaten copper. A huge cheer rings around the mountain. An eagle flies overhead. Thunder rumbles across the sky. Hestia returns to her throne. Zeus watches her calmly smoothing the skirt of her gown and transfers his gaze to the others, one by one. Poseidon, Demeter, Aphrodite, Hephaestus, Ares, Athena, Artemis, Apollo, Hermes. These gods and all creation are bowing down before him. All his enemies are scattered, destroyed, imprisoned, or tamed. He has created an empire and a rule, the like of which the world has never seen. He has won. Yet he feels nothing. He looks up and on the far edge of the mountain sees, silhouetted against the sky, a figure whose dark clothes billow in the wind. His father Cronos has come. The blade of his scythe catches the light of the flames below as he slowly swings it back and forth like a pendulum. Although even Zeus cannot possibly make it out so far away in such poor light, he is sure that there is a cruel, taunting grimace on his father's gaunt and ravaged face. "Wave, Zeus, and for heaven's sake smile!" Hera's hissed undertone jerks him away. When he looks back, the dark silhouette of his father has gone. Perhaps he only imagined it. More cheers arise. To the growl of thunder is added a rumble from the earth itself. Gaia and Uranus are adding their congratulations, or perhaps their warnings. The cheering will not stop. Everything alive worships and adores him. This should be the happiest day of his life. Something is missing. Something. He frowns and thinks. Suddenly, a great lightning bolt stabs down from the sky and strikes the ground, sending up a violent puff of smoke and burnt dust. "Don't do that, dear," says Hera. But Zeus isn't listening. He has had an idea. End of part 1.